It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okbanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Hey there. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Cole Bear, and this is a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. It is September 15th of 2022, and if it's September, and if it's a Thursday, that probably means Thursday night football right here on The Fan, and that is a fact. And you talk about a damn good game that we should have tonight. With the Los Angeles Chargers invading Arrowhead Stadium to take on the Kansas City Chiefs, two of the absolute best quarterbacks in the entire world, maybe in the galaxy, and in Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes, set to battle it out tonight. And pregame coverage begins at 6:30 right here on The Fan. So you know where to keep it, and especially, too. I'm not sure how many folks out there. I think it's more than I would guess, have Amazon Prime, because that's where you're going to have to go to watch these Thursday night football games now. Amazon Prime. Now, I go out of my way, and this is not me saying that you are a lesser person, but this is probably more to me and the causes I take up. But I try not to order anything from Amazon, just due to the treatment that company has of its workers. And I don't like Bezos. So let's just keep that there for now and not go any further down that wormhole. So I try not to buy anything from Amazon. I think I've maybe bought like four or five things my entire life, from that company. And as I understand it, a lot of people have Amazon Prime. Now, the thing is where I'm confused and behind the times is, like, originally I know, like, Amazon Prime was, like, to give you exclusive discounts and free shipping and other little customer perks, and then obviously that rolled itself into, I think, being able to stream a really large library of music and then start to actually watch video on demand of different things, different content. And now Amazon has made its way into professional sports as they will have their inaugural broadcast tonight of Thursday Night Football. So if you're like me, or maybe you're not like me, but you just don't have Amazon Prime, we got you taken care of, man. Right here on The Fan, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, and new this year, I'll mention it again, seems appropriate right now, you can stream the NFL from Westwood One on The Fan, whether that would be downloading the 1650 The Fan app, making sure you got that on your phone, and listening that way. So wherever you are, you can take the NFL with you, as well as maybe you got a smart speaker in the house, whether that's one of them Google things or one of those Alexas, whatever it might be. That works, too. And then, of course, you can always go to Old Faithful, the website, 1650thefan.com, and listen to our stream there, whether it be on your mobile, your laptop, your desktop, whatever it might be. So we got all sorts of ways to take care of you if you are unable to view that game tonight, or any game for that matter, as you can stream the NFL on the Fan. All right, so moving past that, today on the show, really pumped up for pumped up for one of our guests. I'll say I can throw Logan Blackman under the bus, the former intern. Logan's going to join us in the third segment today. We're going to try to basically kind of pick up where things left off with Sean Keeler of the Denver Post yesterday. Ended up with a bad phone line with Sean, so I had to listen to myself talk a little more than I would have preferred. Hopefully it wasn't as terrible for you as it was for me, but there's a lot of just trending stuff out there, and really, some of the biggest conversations right now to have include, things that are close to us, like the Iowa Hawkeye football team, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about all sorts of college football, NFL, when Logan joins the show in the third segment today. But before we get to him, guest I'm really pumped up about, Waterloo East High School volleyball coach Michaela Montgomery joining the show in the next segment. Coach Montgomery in her first year coaching East volleyball. And the Trojans are off to a 7-5 start. They are 3-0. In matches against Iowa Alliance Conference opponents. If you recall, this is the first year of the Iowa Alliance Conference that Waterloo East is a part of. And so they're sitting in the captain's seat right now. They're looking back at everybody as Waterloo East Volleyball is in first place right now of the Iowa Alliance Conference. And yeah, I know it's early. So does Coach, but wanted to connect with her and learn as much as possible about her team that has 7 seniors and 5 juniors. So a lot of experience out on that floor for Coach Montgomery's East High Trojan volleyball team. And we'll catch up with Coach coming up in the next segment of today's show. A couple other things to get to before we dive into a Thursday set of area sports news and scores. A couple things. I saw a video today of, and I watched it back a few times to make sure it was real, as Dan Patrick would say, an I-Team investigation by yours truly. And Scott Frost was videoed coming out of Nebraska football offices, and there's quite a few stairs to go down. There's like 40, 50 stairs. And he gets to the last set of stairs, and he's carrying some stuff with him. It looks like he's moving out, which would make sense, right? He doesn't look like he's got a care in the world. He slides down. He puts his butt on the handrails outside the building, and he slides down like a kid those handrails. And you don't have to think about it for too long. He's got 15 million reasons why he doesn't have maybe not any care in the world, but not many cares in the world. Obviously, Nebraska choosing to fire him before the calendar turned to October meant, as it was reported, that the buyout was twice as much, that if he was fired after October 1st, that the buyout was going to be like $7.5 million, and it's basically somewhere, give or take, about double that. In September or prior to October. So I thought that was pretty interesting, seeing Scott Frost, the former Nebraska head football coach, sliding down handrails, walking out of a Nebraska football facility. I should have got the damn account, but I'm sure you could just search it on Twitter and find it if that's what you're looking for. But I found that interesting. And then also another little quick story this is as wild as it gets. There was a Minnesota high school football player that was recently paralyzed during a game. Really scary stuff. Taken to the hospital, put into a coma. Expected to make a really good recovery. I don't know about full recovery from reading the report. This is from CBSSports.com. But this young man in Minnesota gets paralyzed during his high school football game. I think it was this past Friday. And then he ended up waking back up. I think it was this past Sunday or this Monday. So he was out for a while. But, not completely out, I suppose. And was able to, take in enough of the Alabama-Texas game. You remember that? Alabama-Texas was at 20-19. Alabama won that game last Saturday. Really good game. But I guess this young man is a big Bama fan, so he's as unfortunate as it gets. He's paralyzed in this high school football game last Friday. He ends up waking up on like Sunday, really coming to on Sunday. You know what the first words out of this kid's mouth was? Roll Tide. I'm serious. It's at CBSSports.com. You can check it out. Ethan Glenn is this young man's name. He's 15 years old, and apparently he is a big, big Alabama fan. And before he really came all the way to, he was able to take in enough of that Alabama-Texas game the following day from his terrible injury, spinal cord injury, neck and spinal cord injury, that when he woke up, he was feeling the crimson, and first thing out of his mouth was Roll Tide. So I think that just speaks to the level of fandom. Say what you will about Alabama football, that is a special, special level of fandom that they've got with that program. So, all right, let's dive right in here. Now that we got all the particulars out of the way for a Thursday edition of the show, today in Metro High School Sports, beginning in girls and boys cross country, Cedar Falls is hosting the prestigious Rich Engel Classic at Birdsall Park right now. The event is one of the largest in the state, including Cedar Falls. A total of 21 schools are competing. Also today in boys golf, Waterloo West is at Finkbine Golf Course in Iowa City competing in a quadrangular. The Metro High School football teams are getting ready for their games tomorrow. It's walkthrough tonight, and tomorrow Cedar Falls is looking to bounce back from its first loss of the season. The Tigers play at Ankeny Centennial. That's going to be a pregame of about 6:25 or so over on our companion station tomorrow night, Cruising KCFI. Dave Finnegan on the call alongside Logan Blackman. Waterloo West is hosting Dubuque Senior. It's the Wahawks homecoming game. Have a good homecoming, everybody, over there at West. Waterloo East is playing its final non-district opponent. The Trojans are traveling to Des Moines North. Good luck to the Trojans. And Waterloo Columbus begins Class 1A District 4 play, taking on MFL Marmac. Tomorrow in area-ranked high school football games in Class 4A, third-ranked Waverly Shellrock travels to West Delaware. In 1A, seventh-ranked Dyke New Hartford is at home against South Hardin. And eighth-ranked Appleton Parkersburg plays host to Denver. In Class A, third-ranked Grundy Center plays at Hudson. And an eight-player, third-ranked Don Bosco is at Cole Onesco. Sixth-ranked Gladbrook Rhinebeck hosts number 10 Tripola. The Iowa State football team is looking to continue its momentum after beating Iowa last week. The Clones host Ohio on Saturday. They are 2-0 this season. The Bobcats are 1-1. You can hear all the coverage right here on The Fan Saturday. Pre-game at 11, kickoff at 1. Meanwhile, the Iowa football team trying to get its offense going. The Hawkeyes host Nevada Saturday night at Kinnick Stadium. Spencer Petras going to be your quarterback again. Iowa offense ranks last in the nation in yards and points. Kickoff Saturday night at Kinnick is at 6:40. The UNI football team has its home opener this weekend, and eighth-ranked Sacramento State, the 2021 Big Sky champions, are coming to town. It's Hall of Fame weekend at Northern Iowa, and the Panthers are searching for their first win of the season after suffering road losses at Air Force and North Dakota. Kickoff is at 4. The Missouri Valley Conference basketball schedule has been released. Men's basketball, I should add. Belmont, Murray State, and Illinois Chicago are new members of the MVC this year. So it's going to be the first 20-game conference schedule in the league's 115-year history. UNI will play 9 conference opponents twice, both at home and on the road, while facing 2 opponents once during the season. The defending conference champion Panthers will open Valley play November 30th at Bradley. UNI will play its home opener December 3rd against Evansville. The 2023 Missouri Valley Conference basketball tournament will be held March 2nd through the 5th in St. Louis. And the Wartburg volleyball team opened American Rivers Conference play last night with a 4-set win at home over Buena Vista. The Knights improved to 5-3 for the season with that dub. Wartburg next competes in a quadrangular at Bethel University in St. Paul, Minnesota tomorrow and Saturday. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, Waterloo East Volleyball playing really, really well to start the season. They're leading the Iowa Alliance Conference. Their first-year coach, Michaela Montgomery, joins us next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
And it's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit Progressive.com. The Chiefs and Chargers battle tonight in Kansas City to open week two. The Chargers went to Arrowhead last year and stunned KC. Patrick Mahomes remembers it well and said they need a quick start tonight.
We had to go out there and play better from the start. And I think last year we got down 14-0 quick and had a battle back. And then the year before, I don't think I even played. So it was just, it was the one last year, I think it was big for us to know that they're going to come in with the mindset of kind of jumping on us early and trying to carry that momentum. So we have to match that with our momentum.
Both are coming off season opening wins. Keenan Allen out for L.A., while Harrison Butker is out for the Chiefs. Seahawks safety Jamal Adams reportedly going to have season-ending surgery for a torn quadricep, and T.J. Watt is going to miss at least 6 weeks, so the Steelers today put him on injured reserve, meaning he'll be out at least 4 games. Baseball today, a pair of games. It was the White Sox crushing 5 home runs in an 8-2 win in Cleveland. Tampa Bay looking to salvage the series finale after dropping the series in Toronto. The Rays currently in front 5-0, bottom 8. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Zach Gelb. Hot topics, great guests, and you on the phone to talk sports. Weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio.
Get maximum sports on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, open 1650 The Fan.
UNI football is back home in the Dome Saturday as the Panthers take on Sacramento State, kickoff at 4. It's part of the Hall of Fame weekend as UNI honors their newest inductees. Panther football is affordable family fun with tickets starting at $10. UNI versus Sacramento State, Saturday at 4. Get your tickets online at unipanthers.com/tickets or call 273-4849.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
Hi, this is Andrew Kaler from Denver Insurance. You can trust us and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Denver Insurance today.
Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NFL Week 2, the Bears look to go to 2-0 in Green Bay. Chicago, a two-score underdog against the Packers, plus 10 against their arch rivals, 41.5 the set total. Green Bay losing in Week 1 as the favorite, Chicago winning last week as the underdog. College football, Iowa looking to bounce back after a loss to Iowa State. The Hawkeyes, a 23-point favorite over Nevada. The Cyclones this week favored by 18 over Ohio. Baseball, the Cubs off today. The White Sox at the Guardians. Chicago minus 155 on the money line. Cleveland at plus 130, the over-under at 8. Red-hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 63. Winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High of 84. Partly cloudy. Lows around 65. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Thunderstorms both days. with your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 81.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And, of course, fall sports are rolling along at the high school level. And a lot of great, like usual, a lot of great Metro volleyball going on this season. And beyond Cedar Falls, you got to look at Waterloo East. The Trojans are off to a 7-5 start. They're 3-0 against Iowa Alliance Conference opponents. Remember that, the Trojans playing in part of the, or are part of the Iowa Alliance Conference, which is in its inaugural season for all sports. So we'll talk about that and, of course, talk about what's obviously a really good Waterloo East High School volleyball team. And we've got Coach Michaela Montgomery joining us on the show right now. Coach, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Well, so excited to join you all.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you, and it makes sense that you're doing great. Your team is really shown quite a lot so far through 12 matches so far this season. Let's just go back to Tuesday night. You got a 3-1 win at home over Ames. How'd your team get the job done on Tuesday night?
You know, they've been working really hard with just trying to stick together, keep their energy up, and focus on the positive. So, you know, all the credit to the season has to go to them. They're the ones putting out the hard work day in and day out. I got seven seniors who tend to hold us down and some juniors that join in. And to be honest, I walked into something that may, you know, it wasn't too hard to do. They've been playing for a long time, so I appreciate that fact. And I was just kind of fine-tuning something.
Yeah, you've got seven seniors, five juniors, like you mentioned. You really can't be much more experienced than that. So what would you say as far as an example or two of having that amount of experience on your roster? What's an example or two of kind of the luxuries that might afford you as coach?
It benefits myself and our coaching staff very much for the simple fact of we're not trying to teach the game. We have girls who've played for many years, and a lot of them have played many years together. So it was kind of just us coming in and looking at ways that we can help fine-tune the skills they already have. And like I said, just keep us in the right mindset. So they know each other off the court. They know each other on the court. So I kind of, like I said, walked into something that was kind of already happening.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, along with my coaching staff, we've just kind of been rolling with it.
That's great. Waterloo East High School volleyball coach Michaela Montgomery, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. The Trojans sitting in first place in the Iowa Alliance Conference right now. How would you let's talk about you, though, Coach, because as you've touched on here, you kind of walked into something. So like anybody, I mean, you played college volleyball. You were decorated in your career that you had at Waterloo East. As a volleyball player and a basketball player, how would you describe your approach to volleyball, your philosophies, and, you know, maybe where you've, you know, maybe made the biggest imprint on this team, and maybe some examples of where you've been like, you know, whatever I think here, looks like they're doing it pretty well without my input.
Yes, so I've had my own volleyball career, and I think one of the ways that I've kind of made my imprint is, you know, I relate very closely to these girls. We walk the same hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps a lot because we can talk about experiences. We can talk about things that's going to bother us on the court, off the court, and how we can push through those moments. As far as, like, our girls and just in general, the fight that they have, I absolutely love it. You know, you come from Waterloo East, and that's something you always want people to be able to, you know, push through and carry on that integrity of coming from East High. Just don't roll over and die. You got to go after it. You got to grit. You got to have grind. You got to go for it. And that's something that these girls have shown me day in and day out. We've had some five set matches, and some went our way and some did not. And, you know, I can't thank them enough for allowing me to be able to coach them this season.
I get the impression, Coach Montgomery, that this team, what they bring to the floor physically is every bit as important as what they've shown you and demonstrated to those that have followed the program in terms of what they bring mentally as well. It seems like you've got a team that's formidable in both departments.
Right. You know, every team has their days and they have their moments.
Yeah.
But that's one thing we've really been focusing on ever since I joined the coaching staff late May last year is how can we get you mentally tough and how can you stay mentally tough when things don't go your way? And like I said, they've been holding each other accountable to that and just also just the time that they put in. They've been in the weight room all throughout the summers and open gyms and, you know, it's something that they want. So it's not that I want it more than them. They want it. So it's something that they keep pushing and driving for.
Through these 12 matches, and that's a pretty good sample size, what have you and your staff and perhaps even your players themselves, Coach, been able to identify and say, okay, hey, we're playing good volleyball, but if we clean this up, if we clean that up, we're going to be playing even better.
Yep. So, you know, some of the things we've been toying around with our lineup a little bit, just trying to find that starting spot that gets us off on a good foot. And that's something that we've been trying to figure out. And also just, you know, how can we run an offense where everyone can be offensive? We have some big hitters in our middles and on our pins, but, you know, we want everyone to be offensive. If we don't have a threat in the front row, I want somebody coming out the back row as a threat. So that's been also some ways that we've kind of been working through some things and practicing and also, you know, defending those teams that aren't so much in our conference anymore, you know. How do you defend the big hitter on the outside and things of that sort? So we're still working through some things, and we're hoping, you know, through the rest of the season we can figure it out sooner rather than later. But like I said, as long as their mindset is in the right spot, we're good to go.
A few more minutes here with Waterloo East High School volleyball coach Michaela Montgomery, coach in her first year. And as we've talked here, off to a great start with a real veteran-laden team. And a couple of those veterans, Teon Wise, Natalie C., they're leading the way in kills so far this season. And you look at the numbers, Coach, it makes sense what you're talking about just recently with figuring out the lineup and wanting everybody to be offensive, because it's not just Teon and Natalie. I mean, there's a lot of players on your team with a good number of kills next to their name, but these two, they stand out from the rest. What can you tell us about what these two seniors have been able to bring to the team so far? They sure look like they're difference-making hitters for you.
Yes, so they pretty much hold our offense down right now. They, great kids, on and off the court, have a drive and a will and just a personality that they don't get, you know, scattered brain in the middle of the game. They're focused on, you know, pushing to the very end. Both kiddos are very athletic, which helps us out because we can kind of throw the ball up anywhere along the net and they'll go get it. And it's just that drive in both of them that you don't find too often. And it so happens that they play opposite of each other. And so, hey, we're giving it to you at all calls and all rotations. So that's something that I love, too, is because if I need them to play in the back row, they'll jump in and play in the back row at the drop of a dime. And their calm demeanor helps keep the team mental capacity just stable.
That's great to hear. And they're set up by a couple seniors as well. Nyla Norman, Addison Hayes, they look like they've been really, really good this season, kept you in system and just distributed the ball really well.
Right, you know, and, you know, it's working with our setters, you know, making the right decisions, being able to read the other side of the net, focusing on where is that big middle blocker going to be at and sending the ball the opposite way. And so, yes, you got to give it up to them as well as far as being able to distribute the balls to the hitters and giving them something they can hit. So they've been also working really hard trying to find ways to connect to the hitters. And like I said, all the props goes to the girls.
Coach, you've got a really big tournament this weekend over at Waterloo West, and Cedar Falls is going to be there, Don Bosco, Hudson, Western Dubuque, a lot of good volleyball teams there. So I would imagine this might be one that you've had circled on your calendar, at least since Tuesday. I know how coaches are with the one match at a time thing, but you're going to play a lot of good teams on Saturday and probably learn a lot more about your club. So what's the message? What's the approach going into the Waterloo West invite?
You know, one of the things we're focusing on is how do we defend that fast tempo offense? Especially if we don't have a chance to put up a double block. What does that look like on our side? But also knowing and keeping that mental capacity that, hey, we're going to play some teams that's going to get some kills, and we're going to get some kills too. So, you know, like, it's going to be okay. You got to ride through it to be able to stay on top. And so that's some things we've just kind of been talking about and practicing on as far as trying to prepare for this weekend.
Coach, a real pleasure to learn about your team and to learn about you as well. It's been really fun to follow along with the success that the Trojans have had so far this season. So best of luck, best of health the rest of the way. We'll have to make sure to check back in with you at some point, and hopefully you got a long postseason run in your future as well. So thanks so much, Coach Montgomery.
Yes, thank you so much.
Real pleasure talking Waterloo East High School Volleyball with Coach Michaela Montgomery here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Going to be interesting to see how things shake out at that Waterloo West Invitational this weekend, as we just talked about there. Some really, really good teams, and I'm guessing however that plays out, everybody's going to have a good idea of what they are, what they aren't after an invite with good teams like that at it this weekend over at West. So let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up during the break here with Todd Kim. We'll pay the bills, come back. On the other side, we'll talk college football, Iowa, Iowa State, UNI. We'll talk NFL. We've got the Chiefs taking on the Chargers tonight here on The Fan for Thursday Night Football. And who knows what else we'll talk about. Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast joins us next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Drake coach Todd Stepsis feels games like this week's trip to Idaho are important for the program. 2 weeks ago, the Bulldogs opened the season with a 56-14 loss at top-ranked North Dakota State, and now get ready to face a Vandal squad that is coming off hard-fought losses to Washington State and Indiana.
These games are definitely worth it from a mission, a program mission perspective, but then also just, we want to play at that kind of level here, and so we need to go against that kind of level to not only feel it, but then also to know, okay, this is what we need to do to get to it.
The top-ranked teams remain the same. Latest girls high school volleyball rankings for the girls' union. North Tame is top-ranked in Class 1A. In 2A, it's Dyke New Hartford. Des Moines Christian is top-rated in 3A. Cedar Rapids Xavier is top-ranked in the 4A survey. And in 5A, Pleasant Valley remains top-ranked. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Hey, what have the kids been up to lately? Are they in 4-H yet?
No, I thought 4-H was only for farm families, and we live in the city.
Actually, 4-H is for all kids, K-12, in every county in Iowa.
Even if you don't have animals?
Absolutely. Youth can focus on that, but they don't have to. 4-H has so many other project areas like robotics, photography, and leadership.
I had no idea. I'll have to look into that.
Contact your Iowa State University Extension and Outreach County office to sign up for 4-H.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Clear your schedule. The National Cattle Congress Fair is happening September 21st through the 25th. It's fun for the whole family. Food trucks, magic shows, the Flying Cortez Trapeze Spectacular, a petting zoo, and more. Ride your motorcycle to the fair on Thursday for Bike Night with live music by Deja Blue. Let's go! And who could forget the three nights of rodeo? Get excited for the Iowa Rodeo Cowboys Association Finals. Buy your Super Pass for $25 and receive admission every single day of the fair. Friday is Kids Day, with tickets for ages 6 to 17 on sale for $5. And kids ages 5 and under get in for free. Come celebrate 112 years of the National Cattle Congress Fair. September 21st through the 25th. For more information and to buy your tickets, just visit nationalcattlecongress.com. Buy your tickets now and enjoy 5 days of fair fun. It's everyone's fair.
Hello, Waterloo community. I'm Dr. Jared Smith, and I'm so pleased and excited to be starting my first year as superintendent of Waterloo Schools. I grew up in Waterloo, and I'm a very proud Waterloo West High grad, go Wahawks, and a very proud former administrator of Waterloo East, go Trojans. I gotta tell you, education is my profession and my passion. In addition to serving as an assistant principal at East High, I've also served as a principal in the Muscatine Community School District. Most recently, I had been the superintendent of the South Tama Community School District. Every chapter in the journey has been so rewarding, but I'm thrilled to be back home in Waterloo. We have an amazing community here. Just in the last few weeks, I've gotten to experience a thriving, vibrant Waterloo. I'm looking forward to serving you, our families, our business partners, our educators, and our students. Thank you for your part in making Waterloo a wonderful place to work, play, and learn.
Do you miss tailgating, dancing to Juicy Wiggle, and cheering at a football game with over 50,000 of your friends? Then buy your tickets today to see Iowa State host Ohio on Saturday, September 17th at 1 o'clock. Tickets are still available for as low as $55 at Cyclones.com. Get your friends, your grill, and your Cyclone spirit. Be a part of the action at Jack Trice Stadium. Iowa State versus Ohio, Saturday, September 17th at 1 o'clock. Tickets are available for as low as $55 at Cyclones.com.
We're going to skate to one song only.
You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 FM and across Eastern Iowa at 1650 AM.
Hello there, Brian. Bob Stoops here saying hi. And listen, I know you've had a tough couple of 2-3 years there, but the good news is your family still supports you, buddy. Especially your dad, he wants you to know that. But and even though everyone else seems to be against you, sometimes the best advice is to break free from the family business, man. Go do what you got to do. So anyhow, all the best to you, and a big Boomer Sooner, and good luck.
That may or may not be the third day in a row that has played on this program, as we welcome Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast to the show. And, Logan, I will make no apologies for having played that 3 days in a row. That is one of the most incredible trolls of all time.
Man, there's a lot of people out there that have not really liked Kirk because they wanted Bob Stoops as their coach. I think that's as close they're going to get to having that, is just him bashing, not intentionally, but bashing Kirk and Brian and all those guys. You got to leave the family business sometimes. I think an upstart program, like a team that just got rid of their head coach, I think they could use someone like Brian Ferentz as a nice stepping stone for something big.
I see where you're going here.
I think someone like Nebraska.
I'm sorry. I will apologize to every Iowa fan that's trying to live in the fantasy land that Brian Ferentz would be a candidate for the Cornhuskers. I know a good coach they could hire who's available for a head coaching gig. That's Bo Pelini. Oh, wait, they already had him. Oh, wait, he was 9-3 the last season when they fired him. I mean, you know, just speaking of, you segued it into Nebraska. Good for you, Logan. but I did mention at the top of the show that I saw this video on Twitter today. There's this man walking out of what looks like to either the stadium over there or some adjacent building, football office. And as he kind of comes closer to the camera shot, you realize that kind of looks like Scott Frost. And the video says it's Scott Frost, but it's like, well, I want to see this for myself. Sure enough, yeah, there's like three flights of stairs for this guy, allegedly Scott Frost, to go down. He's carrying some stuff that would make you think that maybe this person's cleaning out their office and hauling some stuff to their vehicle. And this guy, who definitely looked like Scott Frost, Logan, he didn't look like he had a care in the world, so much so that he put his butt on the handrails of the last section of the stairs and slid down like a young kid would. He's got 15 million reasons not to have a care in the world. I mean, man, I wish I could find that line of unemployment.
That was like Ed Ogeron, his recent thing, in his little interviews, like,
yeah.
Oh, you got $17 million, what door do you want me to leave? Like, one of those situations where, like, I just think it's funny, they couldn't even wait till October 1st. Like, that was the cutoff line. It's like, okay, now we get to cut him for cheap. Like, no, this is so bad. We just lost to Clay Helton and Georgia Southern. We got to get you out of here as fast as possible. We got a Nebraska guy, another Nebraska football player running the Athletic Association, and Trev Albert. Like, a former player, I'm sure he's going to have a bunch of motivation to get the program back to where it was. But, Scott Frost getting fired, I'm sure it's a weird one where it's a sad thing for opposing fans, but one of the greatest days in Nebraska football's recent history, letting him go. But, man, if I had that buyout, I would not be as upset at getting fired, because that would be just a normal job.
And enjoy it too, Scott. Take some time off, you know, travel, do some meditation. Maybe call up Aaron Rodgers, and maybe some ayahuasca is what he needs. But just real quick to wrap up the Nebraska conversation, I don't want to spend too much time on the Scurs today, but I think there's two names for me right now where one I go, I think this is the first guy you call. And then the other one is, oh, God, you shouldn't call that guy, but I feel like you're going to call that guy.
I think I know who the second one is.
Okay. Who's the second one?
I think you're talking about Urban Meyer.
That's a ding, ding, ding. You're right. Who do you think the first one is? The guy that I think that hasn't really had his name mentioned by the big, you know, prognosticators. But the guy I think, I mean, you could probably make a case for someone else that maybe I could get down with, but my first call, who do you think that would be for Nebraska football?
I could see someone, the first person that popped my head, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but the first person that popped in my head was Chris Klieman.
That's a good one. And that would be my second call. My first call is Luke Fickell at Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Honestly, if Luke Fickell doesn't want to take that interview, I don't think that Luke Fickell should get any disrespect if he doesn't want to take an interview in Nebraska. But if I'm Nebraska, I got to make that call.
Yeah, no, Luke Fickell makes a lot of sense. He's one of the quote-unquote hotter head coaches now in college football, one of those younger head coaches. He's got a very good thing going at Cincinnati. They were a college football playoff team last year. They've been really good the past 4 years. Yeah, I think that would be a really, really good call for Nebraska football.
The hell of it is, though, Klieman, you can make a really good case for Chris Klieman. But Klieman's got his right-hand man as the AD at Kansas State. And it's like, man, could you really walk away from what seems like probably Mount Rushmore-level college football job security that he has there, you know? So
yeah, it's kind of like the Iowa fans that are wanting Mark Stoops. It's kind of like that, where he's got a great thing going to Kentucky right now. Where like they're a top, they're ranked ninth in the nation right now. So it's kind of hard, like, would I leave this where there's not as much pressure on a football program? I know they're an SEC school and all that, but being the quote-unquote basketball school that Kentucky is, there's going to be that pressure that's taken off. And Chris Klieman, I mean, there's not a ton of pressure at Kansas State. Your expectation is to go to a bowl game. That's it. Doesn't matter what bowl game it is. Like, they went to the Fiesta Bowl with Colin Klein a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was the, like, oh, my God, Kansas State. But no one freaked out when they went back to the Insight Bowl or Cheez-It Bowl or whatever bowl they're used to go to. Like, no one batted an eye. It was like, oh, now they're just back to normal. Like, that kind of stuff is nice, especially when you have someone there with you that you know and have worked with in the past.
Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast, our guest right now on the show. Logan, when did your most recent podcast go up? Where can people find it?
We had one to come out on Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I think it was it's a longer one. 2.5 hours,
okay.
So it's a little bit of a trek to get through, but I didn't do a show on Monday.
Okay.
So it's basically me making fun of the Rams, having Josh Allen and all the Bills do whatever they wanted against the Rams. NFC preview, all that stuff. We did an AFC one Friday, so we did the NFC one this time.
I'm guessing you like the Bears.
What? What was that?
I'm saying I'm guessing you picked the Bears in the NFC?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
I had no one else to pick. They kind of made that decision for me. But we had week one reaction, overreactions. We got Iowa State talk. We talked about week two quarterback prospect rankings and some United States soccer stuff.
Okay.
They just released a squad and uniforms yesterday and today.
That sounds great. Go check it out, everybody. Apple Podcasts, Spotify as well. A lot of places you can get your podcasts, so check that out. You want to hear some Spencer Petras?
Oh, of course.
Okay, here we go.
I'm kind of a hermit. I'm not listening to anything. I'm not reading anything. It comes with the territory, though. You know, when you play quarterback, you sign up for it all. You don't get to just sign up for, scoring 50 points and throwing 5 touchdowns. If I could, I would. But you don't get to do that.
Well, here's my reaction to that clip. Texas Tech on line one for one Spencer Petras to tell you it is possible to throw for five touchdowns and score 50 points in damn near every game. That's what I got to say about that clip.
Yeah, I don't believe the social media thing. I'm sure he doesn't look at it, but he doesn't. It's not like he doesn't hear it. Like, well, to say, I don't listen to it, I don't do this. No, you do. You hear it every day. You got 70,000 people yelling at you every single weekend, plus the people that are outside the stadium and people in their homes and things like that. And I find it, like, mildly frustrating, not mildly, but I find it frustrating, like, watching this all go down. And I understand to a certain extent, like, in a neutral point of view, what they're trying to do. Like, oh, we're going to stick behind him. We're going to keep his confidence up. Where if we bail on him now, he's going to have no confidence. He's going to be shot. But then you look at it like you're probably doing the opposite. Like, keep rolling him out there when the whole state of Iowa, pretty much, apart from Iowa State fans who love him.
Yeah, nobody believes
Iowa
in
fans,
him.
Yeah, they just don't. It's not helping anything. You're hurting the offense. You're hurting fan relations, and you're hurting his confidence, which is, I'm guessing, zero. I don't think he'll ever say that. But
here's
to quote Sam Darnold, is seeing ghosts out there.
Here's where I'm at with it now. See if you can follow me along here. David Eicholt, who's on the beat, does great work at HawkeyeInsider.com. He was on Tuesday, Logan, and he said that he is of the belief, from what he knows, that there is a split amongst the coaching staff as to whether to start Petras or Padilla. Mm-hmm. And that also was the same day that Kirk Ferentz had his press conference and said, hey, I understand not everybody's going to agree with my decision, but I'm the football coach. I'm doing what I think is best for the team. Spencer's our starter. Here's the thing, though. I don't think Kirk Ferentz is doing what's best for the team. I think he's actually doing what's best for his son, Brian Ferentz. Because, Logan, if Alex Padilla starts and stinks up the joint Saturday and stinks, mm-hmm. and stinks up the joint a week from Saturday in the Big Ten opener, that's two quarterbacks that stink, and what's the common denominator? Brian Ferentz is their offensive coordinator. So then, not all, but a lot more heat, given there's already a lot, but a lot more heat goes to Brian Ferentz, and I think Kirk Ferentz is smart enough to know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. It's just so frustrating. I saw something. It might have been David Eichel that tweeted it. I think it was something. It was an interview with Riley Moss. I guess, I don't know if this is about the offense apologizing to the defense. Like, this defense and special teams unit are good enough to challenge for not only conference titles, but for big-time bowl games. But statistically, they have the worst offense in college football. Like, there are people that would be like every other year, it's like, oh, we have the worst offense in the country. But statistically, it's not, because there's offenses that are worse. The Iowa's is statistically the worst. Yards, pass, they're bottom 5 pass yards behind Navy in passing yards, where it's a triple option for those who are not aware, and our last in point.
That
keeping Petras in does take a lot of quote unquote heat off of Brian Ferentz. I mean, because it's gonna look really, really bad. It already looks bad, but having two, and then maybe Alex Labas plays or something like that, and you got 3 quarterbacks that are bad. It's like, okay, there's no development here.
Yep.
What's the common denominator? Like you said, it's Brian.
Okay, real quick, Thursday night football, the Chiefs hosting the Chargers tonight. This ought to be one hell of a game. I'm looking forward to it. What do you expect to see tonight in less than a minute?
I just saw on Twitter Justin Herbert's never lost in Arrowhead, which I find really interesting. He's never beaten the Chiefs at home, but he's never lost in that Arrowhead. I don't know if that stays the same. I think both teams are very, very good. This is a nice game. This is a really good week two Thursday night football match. We have Bills, Rams last week, Chargers, Chiefs this week. Keenan Allen being out is going to be big for the Chargers, but I think Patrick Mahomes beats Justin Herbert at home tonight. I don't know by how much. I think it'll be a great game, but I'm going to take the Chiefs tonight.
Okay, so Logan says bet all your money on the Chiefs on the money
line.
Not
all of it.
Oh, not all of it? Okay, just some of your money on the Chiefs on the money line. Logan, great stuff, man. I got to run.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, take care. All right, we'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Broncos didn't just lose a game in Seattle Monday night. They also lost one of their defensive leaders for a while. All-pro safety Justin Simmons was placed on injured reserve Wednesday after injuring his thigh during the game. Now he'll miss at least the next four games. A welcome sight for the Jets. Quarterback Zach Wilson practiced for the first time since undergoing knee surgery last month. Joe Flacco will start again this week, but the Jets say they expect Wilson back by week four. Ravens running back J.K. Dobbins had his first full practice in over a year on Wednesday. Dobbins had been out since tearing his ACL last preseason and says he is hopeful he'll play this Sunday. Colts All-Pro linebacker Shaquille Leonard also practiced in full after missing week one with a back injury, while Packers wideout Alan Lazard and left tackle David Bakhtiari were limited in their return to practice after being out week one as well. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Carry, the world's leading taste and nutrition company for food, beverage, and pharmaceutical, is hiring. Be part of a worldwide team that's shaping the future of food. If you're dependable, can lift up to 50 pounds repetitively, and want to grow your career, join the Carry team in Vinton. Carry offers a $1,500 sign-on bonus, competitive wages, full benefits, including excellent health insurance, 3 weeks paid time off beginning year two, paid holidays, and stability within a clean, team-oriented environment. Visit jobs.carry.com to apply today. Carry is an equal opportunity employer.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Professional sports leagues are no strangers to controversy surrounding their owners. The Mavs were investigated for sexual harassment in the workplace in 2018. Donald Sterling was forced to sell the Clippers after using racial slurs in 2014. Daniel Snyder has a long list of issues, and yesterday the NBA handed down a $10 million fine and a one-year ban to the Suns owner Robert Sarver after accusations of racism and misogyny were found to be true. The NBA decision to suspend it makes sense. No place in sports for that type of conduct. But when you look at the history of professional sports, you have to wonder how much of this will change. The NBA and NFL have suspended owners for years, but this issue still continues to be a problem. So although the punishment may do a lot for the NBA's public image, until professional sports make it absolutely and abundantly clear this type of behavior is unacceptable, this issue may unfortunately only continue in the world of sports. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how the rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to, you know, the stuff we talk about here on the show. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen SimpliSafe Home Security to protect their home. You don't earn the trust of that many people without doing something right. At SimpliSafe, your safety is the only thing that matters. I know, because we use SimpliSafe. Customize the perfect system for your home and start at SimpliSafeDan.com. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at SimpliSafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. I want to remind you, you can go to the website right now, 1650thefan.com, and enter for your chance to win free breaks from our friends at National Brake Center in Waterloo. Just click on the post you see there. You enter some basic information, including today's keyword. Today's keyword is Blackhawks. Enter the keyword Blackhawks at 1650thefan.com. Can't miss the National Brake Center free brake giveaway post on the homepage. Enter Blackhawks, and you'll be registered for your chance to win free brakes. What's better than that? Have a great night, everybody. Back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.